pretty pleased, Chris. Yes, you know, it wasn't a great game of hurling to look at. You know, underfoot conditions were heavy. It was a cold day. It was our first time together. But look, overall, like, you know, we played well. We could have played better, but you know, the score was, you know, it was flattering on our behalf. Like, but we could have had a lot more on the scoreboard. Fermanagh, you know, they were just tagging away, getting points from stupid frees we were giving away. And, you know, look, it was a good display by the fellas. Like, it was our first outing together, and overall, very happy.
Yeah. Now, promotion, I suppose, the aim to get out of Division 3A, the way the fixtures have gone haven't been overly kind to you. You have two home games, three away, and probably the away games are tougher. So, I mean, this game, although it's early in the season, it was a must-win match.
It was, you know, Fermanagh, it was a game that I was kind of feared of most because, you know, a team like Fermanagh could always kind of get you in the hop, you know, and like, they're a big, strong physical side, and the underfoot conditions suited them more. We're a more faster, lighter team, you know, and we like to run at teams, you know, and just we couldn't get away to the end of the ground. The ball wasn't breaking right, you know. It was just one of those days where our forwards couldn't really, you know, get into their full stride. But saying that, like, you know, it's a good outing, you know, and it's going to prepare us now for Longford next weekend. You know, we'll knuckle down now this week and we'll work on our mistakes. You know, we conceded a lot of kind of stupid frees. Like, and, you know, we really kept them in the game by giving them stupid score frees.
Now, Longford, they defeated Monaghan this afternoon, a very closely contested game there, and Roscommon overcame Louth. But, I mean, it's hard to call who's going to be there at the end. I mean, there's not much between the sides.
No, it's a very tight division this year. Longford were beaten in the Lowry Maher Cup, you know, last year. Like, I was watching a bit of that game, you know, and they're a big, strong physical side too. Roscommon, you know, we know what they're like. You know, they're really going to be trying to get revenge on us this year. Monaghan, you know, I think we should be able to take Monaghan. Louth, you know, or another physical strong side. You know, so we're up against it. Like, you know, we're just going to have to work now on more of our scoring, taking our scoring chances. You know, we have the fitness and a bit of physicality, like, but it's just trying to put teams away when we have them on the back foot. It's just we're not doing it at the minute, so we're just working that.
Yeah, and Donegal Hurling has made great strides the last couple of seasons, and I suppose it's good to see also more of a spread from in terms of the number of clubs, which is encouraging for the future.
Oh, it's definitely great to see all the clubs involved again. You know, there's some great young fellas out there like that deserve a run at the county, and you know, and that's what I want to do. I want to spread hurling if I can, like, and you know, it's very good, like, to see all the senior clubs have represented us on the county panel this year.
And next up for you is you've Monaghan at home, and then you've Longford, Roscommon, and Louth, three away fixtures. So what's the order for them?
We have Longford next Sunday, and that's Roscommon, Louth, and Monaghan. So like, all our tough games are away, but look, a game is a game, like, and we're just going to take every game as it comes.
And finally, just any injuries picked up today, or any worries arising out of the game?
No, there was just a couple of niggly injuries, you know, people going over on their ankles and that kind of stuff. You know, there was nothing major, thank God. But look, it's early in the season, it's winter hurling, you know, and we're only going to improve now when the weather gets better and get more fitter. And, you know, come the end of April, May, when the weather is good, like, you know, our forwards will be fair flying, like, you know, so hopefully we'll have a good year.